privilege and honor it is to be in the house of the Lord, to be in the land of the living amongst those who are living and dying. God has smiled upon us, touched us with the breath of life, and allowed us this opportunity to give him glory on this beautiful Sunday morning. Good morning to all of you. What an honor it is to be in your presence today and to be in the presence of God. This is the day, the choir just got through singing. This is the day the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. Do you have a rejoice in you this morning? I know you got a lot of problems, but can you thank the Lord this morning? Can you just thank him for being so great, so wonderful, so loving, so kind, so gracious, so long-suffering, so patient? How great is our God? God bless you all. We thank you for joining us today on this virtual worship encounter. We thank God for all of you, wherever you may come from, wherever you may be right now. We thank you for worshiping with us this morning. Amen. Amen. And we pray that something will be said or done that will bless you in a way that you will feel like pushing on a little bit further in this walk with the Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Well, we want to pray, whisper some echoes to heaven. We want to take a sermonic thought and see what the Lord is going to say to us on today. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, O God, for a day that we do not deserve. Yet you allowed us to live this life. And we thank you, Father, for another day. Lord, your grace and your mercy has brought us to this point. And we trust in your grace and your mercy to carry us through. Lord, we bless you and we honor you with everything in us. From the fruit of our lips, O God, we thank you for being such a wonderful God. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit that comforts us, guides us, keeps us, protects us, keeps us from ourselves in times of conflict, in times of tension. Lord, we thank you for bringing us through this week. We didn't know we would make it to this point. Some of us have went through some dangers, seen and unseen. And Lord, it took a lot to get us here, but we thank you for being in your hand, that your promises never fail, and that your protection ceases not. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing even right now in the body of Christ, that you are keeping us, even in the midst of the struggles we're going through. We pray now, O Father, for peace in the land, peace out in the ocean, storms that are headed this way. We pray, Father, for your peace, that you will silence the storms that are predicted to come this way, that you will take the fire out, O God, and whatever damage or destruction that the enemy wants to send, that a sign will be canceled in the name of Jesus. I pray today, O Father, for those that are sick, that they will be healed and strengthened and restored in the name of Jesus. There was one that we heard this morning, O Father, we got the information, a 14-year-old girl on life support. And I pray to Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would touch her right now, wherever she may be, that you will lift her, O God, and that you would do something special for her and for her parents and those that love her, that you would give your comfort, that you would give your guidance and your peace, that you would show up and show out like you always do. You're just that kind of God, and we have confidence that we can come to you with every one of these issues, and you'll meet us right where we are. Now, O God, we come before you in this worship encounter. We need to hear a word from you. And I pray, Father, by your Holy Spirit, that you will preach a word to us that will bless us, inspire us, encourage us, correct us, enhance us as we are seeking to be what you have called for us to be. Lord, I don't want to be what people want. I don't want to be what the world wants me to be. I want to be what you want me to be. And I pray, Father, that we will grow to be what you've called us to be and stand firm in that and stand on the promises that you've given us. We thank you for your darling son, Jesus, our elder brother, who came, lived, died, rose one Sunday morning with all power in his hand. And with that same resurrected power, I pray that it will be upon my brother and my sister, even right now, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for salvation today. I thank you that some soul will be saved. I thank you that some life will be changed. I pray that some destiny will be altered in the name of Jesus, that your Holy Spirit will have his perfect way. Do what you want to do as long as you want to. Have your way, O God. Have your way. And the smoke is cleared and the dust is settled. To you be the glory for it all. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Exodus, chapter number 1. There the Holy Spirit has guided us to share a word with God's people today. I pray that you will be blessed from the shared and taught word of God today. The book of Exodus, a long trek in the Bible, to the second book of the Bible. If you've gone anywhere to Leviticus or Deuteronomy, you need to go to BTU. Second book of the Bible, the book of Exodus, chapter number 1. I'm excited to share this, what God has placed on my heart to share with you today. The book of Exodus, chapter number 1, And we want to commence reading at verse number 7. God bless you today, my brother and my sister. The book of Exodus, chapter number 1, we want to commence reading at verse number 7 and a few of the following. Exodus, chapter number 1, commencing at verse number 7 and a few of the following. And the scripture reads thusly, "And the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceeding mighty. And the land was filled with them. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply. And it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they'll join also unto our enemies and fight against us. And so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew." Oh, can I read that one more time? "But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel." Amen. Thank God for his word. Blessed are those who read and apply the holy word of God. Want to tag this text this morning, grow through it. My sisters and my brothers, you've heard this all your life in this walk with God, that you've heard that there are some things that you just got to go through. You've heard that, we received that. And we've heard it said that, yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we won't fear evil because we know that the Lord is with us. And we understand today, we don't like it, that either we're going in, going through, or coming out, prepared to go in something else again. We understand that, we really don't like that, but we understand that there are times in our lives that we just got to go through. But I also want to challenge all of us today that not only do you need to go through, but my sister and my brother, God's word to us today is, we've got to learn how to grow through some stuff. What good is it for you to go through all that you've gone through and have not learned a lesson? What good is it for you to go through and find out that God is a way maker and God is a healer, God will provide, God will protect and restore you? What good is all of that if you hadn't learned anything and haven't grown from it? May I be honest with you this morning? You and I ought to be better coming out than we were before we went in. There are some lessons you should learn. You ought to be wiser. You ought to be stronger. You ought to be a little more helpful. You ought to be more peaceful. You ought to be less angry. You ought to be less cantankerous. You ought to have grown by now. If the truth be told today, that if I look at my life now and look at my life a year ago, I should have grown in some way, shape, form, or fashion. It's not good, y'all, for you and I to know how good God been to us and how he's brought us through stuff, and we still the same people we've always been. We have not grown in it, have not read the word anymore, don't know how to pray anymore, can't love our neighbor. We still hateful, still messy, still divisive, still aggravated, still cantankerous, still grouchy. What good is that, my friend, to have gone through all that and you're not growing? And God's word to us today is that if you're going to go through, you might as well grow through. Because their life is going to keep happening, stuff is going to keep coming, but the blessing of it all is that when you begin to grow, because watch this, you're going to find through the word of God today that there's something about people who are growing that makes the enemy mad. It's something about people who are growing that show forth the glory of God. I challenge you and I today, and I don't care what happens to you, I don't care what they say about you, use it for your growth. Watch this. In order to have a good plant, in order to have a good tree and have good fruit, you got to have fertilizer. Y'all missed me, I already came your direction. That in order to deal with and have some good growth, you've got to have some fertilizer in your life. You got to deal with some mess. You got to deal with some dirt. You got to deal with some stink. But if you just trust God and you stay in the presence of God, stay under the promises of God, stay around the people of God, you will see some growth. You'll be able to say, Lord, I used to cuss. Now I just smile. I used to get them back. Now I just pray for them. Is anybody else testifying and thanking God that I'm growing in this life? I'm not what I used to be. Thank God I'm not what I used to be. I'm not all I should be, but thank God I'm making progress. I'm making a little few steps here. I'm not what I used to be. And such is the case with the children of Israel in Exodus chapter number 1. In Genesis chapter 50, the last time we checked and investigated about the children of Israel, there were 70 sons of Jacob, or 70 sons of Israel. These were counted, the men, the males were counted as per 70. Last time we checked, Joseph was the second in command under Pharaoh. He's bringing his people to Egypt, and they're enjoying a period of prosperity. Joseph is in charge, but yet by the end of chapter number 50 of the book of Genesis, Joseph has died. He is buried. Yet his brethren, his family, is still in Egypt. Now fast forward to Exodus chapter 1, some 100 years after the death of Joseph. It's 100 years. There's a new generation. Most of Joseph's brothers have gone on. Most of those in that generation who were left in Genesis 50, they've gone on. But the promises of God are still there. God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12 that your people shall be fruitful, your people shall multiply, they shall go to a new place. And blessed be to God, everything God is saying in his word is beginning to come to pass. That in chapter 50 of Genesis, Joseph is in charge, the people of God are 70. Watch this. Now, y'all got to grow up a little bit. You got to be mature, because I got to say some stuff to you today that mature folk got to be able to handle. Because watch this. They've gone from 70 in Genesis 50 to Exodus, and then in Numbers, they've gone to approximately 2 million. They've gone from 600,000 men, not counting the women and children. If you add in the women and children, you got about 2 million folk in Egypt. 2 million of the Lord's people in Egypt. 2 million of the children of Israel who are in Egypt. Wait a minute. In chapter 50, they were 70 of them, about 75 or such, 70 folk in Egypt. And by the time we get 100 years later, we get to be 2 million folk. Wait a minute. Let me try one more time. It's 70 in Genesis 50. But by Exodus 1, it's 2 million. I'm going to try one more time. I know you're going to get me. I'm not no math major either. I had to keep reading this to understand it, because I'm not a mathematician. I'm not a genius. But they went from 70 to 2 million in one chapter, 100 years. That means somebody was producing. That means somebody went home. That means mom and daddy kept on connecting and children came forth. Do I need to really connect the dots and tell you what really happened in Egypt before there'd be 2 million people? And so the Bible says that they've grown. Israel has grown in foreign territory. I'm going to try one more time. The children of Israel have grown to 2 million, and they're starting to stand out. The Bible says they multiplied. Bible says that they are fruitful. Bible says that they look good. Bible says that they're talented. Bible says that they stand out, because there's 2 million of them. These people of God in some foreign land. And so the Bible says in verse number 8 that a new king shows up. New king shows up. If you go grow through it today, here's the first hint I can give you. If you go grow through it, you got to deal with some stuff. This ain't for immature people. This ain't for folk who can't handle stuff. If you go grow through it and be what God has called you to be, here's what you got to deal with first. You got to deal with some focused opposition. I said you got to deal with some focused opposition. Verse number 8 says there was a new king. Lord have mercy. I could shout. I could preach that right there and be done with it. A new king shows up. We don't know his name. Some believe that he was of the Hyksos. Some believe he was Egyptian. We don't know. But we know a new king shows up. And the Bible says he didn't know anything about Joseph. I'm going to try that one more time. That what got them to the place of prosperity and fruitfulness and being what God called them to be, they're a growing people of God. But a new king comes up and pays attention to their growth. I'm trying to go somewhere. Y'all got to stay with me. He's watching their growth, and he knows nothing about Joseph. His plan is not God's plan. His way is not God's way. All we know is that he sees these people who are growing. And he doesn't like what he sees, because the more he look at them, they keep growing. And the more they grow, it highlights what he's not doing. Maybe you got some opposition this morning, not because you did something to them. Not because you cursed them out. But it's because the opposition sees your growth. Because you can't be a hater unless you love something that they got going on.
Because, see, really haters are truly lovers. They just love what you got. They just mad because you got what they love. Lord have mercy. I'm going to preach this thing whether y'all like it or not. Because you know why you can't shout right now? Because some of us are some haters. And we can't thank God for what he's doing in our life because I'm too busy looking at somebody else. I'm looking at how good they appear to look. I'm looking at their house. I'm looking at their marriage. I'm looking at their job. I'm looking at what Facebook show. And I can't thank God for what he's doing in my life. I'm so busy hating on somebody else. Look at it. Bible says, he don't know anything about Joseph. He didn't care about Joseph. Wait a minute. God brought us here. We're the people of God. God got us in this situation. And you got to deal with leaders who don't care nothing about your God. That's what's going on in our country right now. We got leadership in the government who don't want to see God's people grow. So we'll set up programs. We'll set up issues. We'll set up some legal stuff to make sure that God's people cannot grow. Because if I keep letting them grow, it's going to outshine us. If I keep letting them grow, it's going to snuff out the fire. So we got to figure out a reason. I'm mad about the growth. So the answer, my friend, is not to cuss them out. The answer is not to get them back. The answer to really make the devil mad, keep on growing. I wish somebody would tell God thank you today that I ain't got to deal with you. I ain't got to cuss you out. My God go take care of you. He know how to deal with you. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. You want to make the devil mad? Keep on reading the word. You want to make the devil mad? Keep on loving your neighbor. Keep on loving your enemy. Keep on growing through it. Watch this now. Watch it now. Watch it now. Watch it. Watch it. Y'all got to see the word here now. I said it was focused opposition because they can't oppose you unless they're watching you. Oh, I wish I could preach that thing. They keep watching you. They can't stand you, but they can't stop watching you. They jealous of you, but they can't stop watching you. Everything you do, they can't stop looking. Everywhere you go, they keep on staring at you, trying to find fault, trying to find your error, trying to find your shortcoming, trying to find evidence, trying to find proof. But the only problem is, every time they see you growing. I wish somebody would tell God, thank you, that yeah, I'm broken. Yeah, I got flaws. Yeah, I got issues. Yes, I make mistakes, but thank God I'm growing. Somebody will tell God, thank you this morning. So really, you got to understand something today. You got to understand something. Some of your haters are really your biggest fans. Lord have mercy. That's why they won't leave you alone, because they admire you. They see you don't have any money and you still growing. They see you don't know what you're doing. They see you don't have education. You know you ain't all that. They think you all that. That's why they focused on you. And here's the problem. Can I push it and preach it like I feel it? Can I preach it like I feel it? How can people hate you and don't even know you? Didn't I just get through telling y'all in verse number 8 that this new king don't know nothing about Joseph? Don't know nothing about Joseph teaching, don't know who Joseph represent, don't know nothing about Joseph God. He just come in with his own plan, but it's a problem. I can't do what I want to do. These God's people keep getting in the way. Oh, I wish I had some time. I'm trying to get some dirt done, but God's people keep getting in the way. I'm trying to tear Winfield, but God's people keep getting in the way. I'm trying to start churches, but God's people keep getting in the way. I'm trying to kill young men, but God's people keep getting in the way. I'm trying to start a family, but God's people keep getting in the way. Because, see, I'm trying to give this premise. I'm trying to put this premise out there, the new king says, that you got to be dependent on me. I got these people who growing. Watch this. I got people growing who didn't consult me about the growth. Lord have mercy. I thought you got to come through me to grow. I'm the king. What business y'all got growing and I ain't got nothing to do with it? What business do y'all have growing and prospering and I ain't got nothing to say about it? What good you doing being saved and I ain't give a motion in a second? What are you doing married and I didn't give the approval? What are you doing with a business and you ain't come through me? What are you doing opening up doors and you ain't come down my neighborhood? What are you doing in my community and you ain't kissed my ring? It's because I don't worship you. I worship a God who's bigger than you.
Lord have mercy. It's focused opposition. And the king can't stop watching them. Because every time he look at them, it represents his failure. He see people growing and he ain't got nothing to do with it. And some people mad at you because you grew and didn't consult them about the growth. Lord have mercy. And then make it even worse, sir, you don't know me. You at least know me to be mad at me. At least me and you be done had an argument for you to be saying what you saying about me. You done got all on social media putting me out there and you and I ain't never even had a conversation. So in other words, you can't stop watching me and I'm not even looking for you. And maybe you're mad at me because I'm not looking for you while you're looking. Because you don't know me like that to judge me. Watch this. Can I push it? It's some focused opposition. He's focused. He can't stop watching. So what he does is he get people around him. He finds some yes men. Who will go just say yes to whatever he say because he the king. Because he in position, but God folk got power. Okay. It's people mad at you because you don't have position, but God is giving you power. You're in a house that you know you can't have well forward. You can barely pay for a light bulb in one room, yet you're in the home and you didn't go through certain people to get it, and they mad about it because you got power and they got position. And so here they are. Here he is getting around some yes men, some people who only go say, yeah, king, you're right. He said, this is what we need to do. He said, these people growing too much. It's too many of them. And I'm nervous about this, that if I come into war, they go join the enemy. They're growing and they look so good, because watch this, here's the problem about growing. You ready? When you grow, you stand out over short people. When you grow, you go stand out above those who are not growing. And it's going to cause you to be looked at. And watch this. Here's what I love about enemies, though. They help show you the potential you didn't know you had. They see something in you you don't even see in yourself. Can I prove it to you? All these folk doing in Exodus 1 is just growing, living together, working, producing, and growing. They have not mentioned war. Y'all missed it. All they're doing is living life, minding their own business. They have not mentioned war. But the enemy see that they so powerful that if they hook up with an enemy of mine, they go destroy me. Some people trying to stop your praise and stop your work because they see a warrior in you. That's why they come after your character, your integrity, because they see your potential even when you don't. You minding your business. They see a warrior in you. And they're afraid that the potential, they're afraid that you might recognize your potential one day. And they don't want you to recognize how great you can be. So they want to keep you. Because I need you depending on me. Because watch this. The king without his crown is nothing. You without a crown are growing. Because you don't need a crown to grow. God growing you without. And so he gets some of his advisors and counselors together. He said, look here, we need to deal wisely with them. Because not only are they growing, they're pretty wise. They're pretty smart. They kind of together. Ooh, I wish I could deal with that one. Because they're growing together. In order, watch this. In order for people to grow, daddy got to go home. And daddy got to be with mama.
and mama and daddy got to have some time. I just told y'all it went from 70 to 2 million. It didn't come by going to work. Somebody had to go to the house for it to go from 70 to 2 million. Y'all trying to play slow. I'm going to make me go there with y'all today. So let's see if we can make him so tired that he don't want to go home. So you got to grow through focused opposition, but you also got to grow through fierce oppression. He institutes a plan. Let's just make their life a living hell. If I can make their life a living hell, they won't grow. They begin to set over them taskmasters and make these children of Israel slaves to them, working them like dogs. So much so, here's the plan. The plan ain't just to beat them down at work. The ultimate plan is to make them so tired they won't produce at home. Because your number one ministry is at home. So what the enemy wants to do is mess up our home life. Ooh, Lord, if you don't minister to us today, Lord. See, he don't care. The enemy ain't impressed that you work shut down and you work overtime and you get all that PTO. He gets frustrated when you spend time with your children. When you spend quality time with your wife. He don't care how much you're working, because the more you work, that's why he keep giving you more money, because he know that's what you're drawn by. But when you start saying, no, I'm going to spend time with my family, the devil gets mad, because you just might get home and you and mama might produce some more. And there's an attack that society and the opposition is putting on the Christian home. He wants you so frustrated that you can't make your home happy. And your home ain't peaceful. Your home ain't happy. Because you're so tired. And so when you're tired, you don't feel like it. Don't y'all make me. Don't y'all make me. You don't feel like it. Because you just been out there dealing with so much demand on your neck. So much on your back. So that when you get home, you can't produce. Because you're too tired, too frustrated, too cranky. And you bring outside home and mess up home based on what outside doing to you. Lord. And see, you got to learn how to grow through that. That, sir, you can come at me all you want. I'm going to leave work at work, and I'm going to make home be my house of peace. So y'all, what I'm saying is the attack, we've been messing this up. The attack ain't on the school. The attack ain't on the church. The attack is on the home. Because churches are made of homes. When you go to school, you represent your home. If you ain't got no home training, how you gonna live anywhere else? But Fortnite is teaching your child, because you too tired to deal with them. Yeah. YouTube is cheating. WAP and WAP, whatever that mess is, that's cheating your children, because you too tired. You're too tired, because the man on your neck, you so mad at Trump that you can't go home and deal with the truth. You're so frustrated marching that you don't know how to lie down. Some of the best Christians are the worst parents, worst husbands, worst wives, because we're so busy doing nothing that we can't produce when we get back home. And we're being oppressed. It's all the plot of the enemy. I want to make your life a living hell outside of your home. So that by the time you get home, you won't feel like producing. That's why you can't speak kindly at home. Hey. What you want to eat? It don't matter. Well, here that is. That's what you got. Here. Can I have my egg scramble? No, you got them sunny side up. Deal with it. Hey. You want something to eat? No. Where the check at? It's in there. Daddy, I need you. Go on. Get out of my face. Mama, can you talk to me about this? No. Get out of my face. I'm trying to watch Tyler Perry. But watch this though. Because it's not your work that got you growing. Because there's some things, I want to go there, but y'all can't handle nothing. It's some things unemployed people can still do. You may be unemployed, but you can steal. You may be broke, but you can steal. But we let the pressure from the opposition take away our desire to make our home be what it needs to be. And he's attacking our home life. Because that's where y'all getting that growth from. Y'all ain't getting that growth from, all you producing at work is dollars, not children. And you don't even get the profit they do. You are cheap labor, but it's costing you your home. Lord have mercy. Here it is. We have been oppressed by COVID, where you had to be quarantined and stay at home. But the divorce rate is going up. The more people have been called to stay at home. Because home was never a place for us to dwell. It would have been a place for us to brag on. 6 bedrooms and you and your wife and husband don't be in any of them. Garages and neither one of y'all leave out together going somewhere together. Pool, none of y'all have a function or family function in the pool. Because society made you believe it's okay to have it, but not dwell and live in it. And now a pandemic pushed you home. And it's driven some of y'all crazy. Because you don't ever, some of y'all, you didn't know it till the pandemic hit you and told you, you don't even like home. So really all this time you've been finding something to do. Because you don't want to be at home. He gonna want me to. Some of us are pushing our children who have pre-existing conditions, making them go to school because you don't want to deal with them. I'm not talking about those of y'all whose work schedules won't allow you to. I'm talking about some of you who at home, but that's messing up your TV time. Because you don't even want to deal with your own children. It never should be that a teacher spend more time with your child. A coach shouldn't spend more time with your child. They telling you about your stuff about your child you don't even know. I tried to talk to mom, but she was too busy. Tried to talk to dad, but he was too busy. See, the oppression ain't just the racism. It's the attack on the home. Because it makes you not want to go home because at home is where you're supposed to produce. You can't produce at work. Lord, I wish I had. Home is where that's designed for. Y'all following me? I don't think y'all halfway hearing me. And it's fierce oppression. We are being oppressed. And the enemy is making our life miserable so that you don't want to go home. Because if I go home and I'm happy, we just might grow some more. So let me make him upset. Let me make her so upset. I'm going to put taskmasters over them at home. I'm going to make somebody so bossy at work that they come home and want to boss everybody else. Because of how they've been treated in the world, I'm going to treat them like that at home. I'm going to lash out my frustration of everything I'm getting in the world, and I'm going to beat up because I've been beat down. So I'm going to take it out on somebody, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to get it. I'm going to get some restitution for how I feel. We're going to put taskmasters over, and we're going to get this work out of them. And they're going to build us some cities. Python and Ramses, these are cities that are for storage. Storage cities. In other words, the work you're getting out of them, you don't even need it. You're doing it just because you can. Because one thing I'm going to find out about these children of Israel, they've learned how to be obedient. And I'm going to take them, take that obedience that God put in them, and I'm going to try to twist it. And if then they disobey, we're going to get rid of them. Because I'm going to get on them. I'm going to make their life a living. Are you in that season where it seems like everything that's going on in your life is going crazy? And people are just coming for you? Okay. All right.
All right. Y'all don't want to be honest with me? That's fine. I'll be honest.
You're getting sick of people. But I got a problem. I got to work with people. I got to serve people. I got to love people. I got to worship with people. But yet he want to make my life so miserable that I can't stand people. Because he know that if people love each other, we go produce. So I'm going to bring in insignificant mess to the church and make them get hung up on who got a title. I'm going to make them get hung up on who get to turn the lights on, who got a key.
It's fierce. Oppression. And we got to learn how to grow through it.
Yeah, he doing it to us. We're going to keep growing, though. Watch this. You know how you grow through that oppression? Leave that where it is. And when you get home, make home be your place of peace.
Lord.
Learn balance. Learn. See, once you understand what the enemy is doing, he can't fool you. He can do it to you. And I'm serving you not because I'm scared of you. I serve you because I honor God. And I'm doing right not because of you. I know what you're up to, but if I keep doing what God say do, God go deal with you, Mr. Boss Man. God go deal with you, Mr. Supervisor. He go deal with you, Mr. Pandemic. He go deal with you, Mr. President. He go deal with you, Mr. Governor. He go deal with that oppression. Yeah, see, God got something to say. Can I park right there for a minute? God got a way. He gonna handle folk who do his people wrong. Yeah, God ain't gonna keep letting you do his people any kind of way. God ain't gonna let you say what you want to say about God's people. You think you getting by because God's people didn't respond. But I promise you, God ain't sleep. I promise you, God heard what you said. I promise you, God saw what you did. He got a plan. And just because you ain't see God's people do like you do, don't mean God ain't got bigger plans for you. You don't get to just assault God's people. You don't get just to attack God's people. You better ask some Amorites. You better ask some Philistines. You better ask the Hittites. You just can't come for God's people and he ain't gonna get you back. But you think God's people soft because they just keep on working in silence. You think God's people weak because God's people keep doing what they need to do. You know what really make folk mad? Can I tell you what really make the opposition mad? When they making your life hell and you keep bringing them heaven. You really want to aggravate them when they trying to get your attention and you keep on working and ignoring them. I ain't paying you no attention. I heard that mess you said. I heard all that gossip. I got too much to do to be worrying with your mess. I got too much going on. I see my promised land. I see my Canaan. I ain't studying your mess. I ain't studying your gossip. I ain't studying your rumor. I ain't studying what they said. I'm getting happy up in here. I ain't studying that mess. Because God's word to us is grow. Your growth make them mad. Because guess what I found out? If you just keep producing, they can't stop your growth. Only thing stunts your growth is you not feeding yourself with the right stuff. You're responsible for your growth. Mm-hmm. Now, let me help you. That if you go grow through it, I got to leave y'all alone. There's going to be some focused opposition. I always feel like somebody's watching me. And they are. And don't even know you watching you. Because people who are growing stand out. People uptown want to know how he got that house that ain't come through us. Because I'm growing. How he got that degree and ain't get it through us? Because I'm growing. How they got a business and ain't ask our permission right here downtown? Because I'm growing. See, you thought because you want to erase everything Joseph taught us that you can erase what God says do. See, the promise goes beyond people. You thought you killed our promise when you killed Joseph. You thought when Joseph died, enough of these children of Israel. I want to go somewhere so bad. That when certain people died, the devil thought, finally, here's our chance. I'm trying to preach myself happy here in a minute. People have been waiting. Lord, don't make me do this. People have been waiting on what God has put his hand on to die because certain other people died. It's members of this church thought that when mama or daddy died or buddy died, that the church wasn't going to go, and now they've been watching this bad boy grow without them. See what happened when I don't come. I'm just not going to pay my tithe. I just ain't coming back no more. That'll show them. It's them grew without you. And now here's the problem. You got a whole bunch of trees and you got a bush. Nobody sees the bush. Now you're a bush in amongst the trees because you wouldn't grow. Now nobody sees you. That's how quiet I need to be right there. You got focused opposition, fierce oppression. And when you grow through it, you got to be prepared for this. Further outrage. I love verse 12. Verse 12 is one of my most favorite verses in God's holy word. The more they afflicted them, the more they grew. The more they afflicted them, the more they grew. The more they irritated them, the more they grew. The more they frustrated them, the more they grew. The more I cuss you out, the more you grow. If you had halfway common sense, Egypt, if you had halfway sense and realized that the more hell you giving them, the more they grow, maybe you ought to just leave them the hell alone. Because you see the more hell you bring them, they keep growing. So maybe if you leave them alone, you will slow down the growth. Some of y'all I'm talking to won't leave people alone, and you're wondering why you're still focused on them. Because you're not that relevant to stop somebody's growth. Because you ain't growing them. God is. Now, what I would do if I were you, Egypt, is I'd go home. Because how you know how we growing unless you watching in the house, you peeping. But if you go home and buy yourself some business, maybe you can grow.
Everybody acting slow today for some reason. Everybody's slow today for some reason. I don't understand why y'all playing slow today. I know better than that.
The more they afflicted them, the more they grew. And the Bible says in verse 12, the latter part of verse 12, it outraged Egypt. Egypt couldn't handle them. It frustrated them. As a matter of fact, it scared them. Because the more we keep doing to them, the more they keep growing. And it's scary. It's scary when your plot don't work. It's scary when your plan, your sabotage, don't work. We see, and I'm gonna be honest with y'all. We got a lot of sabotage artists in the church, and they show up in strategic places to see if how their plan go unfold. And then when their plan don't unfold because you can't come against God's stuff, and when God put His hand on it before He saw when you tried to sabotage it. And then when it don't work, now you just sitting there pretending you praising. That's right. Hallelujah. But in the back of your mind, I can't mess it up even when I try. Because you can't stop what God has put His hand on. And He never promised you wouldn't have to be hurt, but the hurt is going to help you grow. Watch what happened, church. Watch what happened, church. Watch what happened. Watch what happened, church. Watch what happened. Watch what happened. Watch what happened. The king of Egypt tried, he considered the children of Israel an enemy. And he was concerned about other enemies getting with them to come against him. So then he created an enemy that he didn't have. Because Israel never considered Egypt an enemy at the time. Because they were in a period of prosperity with Joseph. It was all right to be in Egypt. You created and made us an enemy even though we were not an enemy. I ain't had no problem with you. You created a problem with me. I wasn't messing with you. You coming at me. And now you gonna make me be responsible to make you feel better? Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. So you're mad at me because I won't act like you act. Watch what Israel does that you and I just won't do. The more, notice that the Bible says in Exodus that the more Egypt afflicted them, they grew. They did not hook up with Egypt and try to grow. Israel stayed together. And I wish I had some believers who learned the principle, I'm not going to let Egypt mess break up Israel's promise. I'm going to stop letting stuff mess up the church, mess up the word, mess up the gospel. We got too much purpose. We got too much to do. I ain't letting outside people mess up the house. Watch this. The more outside pressure, the more we pray together. Lord have mercy. The more you say something about my member, the more I'm going to love on my member. The more you talk about my pastor, I'm going to pray harder for my pastor. The more you talk about my church, I'm going to speak life to my church. You say the church ain't nothing, I'm going to say the church is everything. Because that's how you grow. When you spend more time together. Because when you spend more time together, you don't hear what the enemy says. Caused outrage. It caused outrage because this oppression that the Pharaoh tried, y'all. He tried some stuff. He tried to oppress them in their work. Then he went further in chapter 1 and he tried to make a decree that all the firstborn Hebrew children, boys, would have to be killed. But thank God for Shifra and Pua. Those two Hebrew women say, listen here, I understand you the king, I understand you the Pharaoh, but we're going to practice civil disobedience. We're not going to do what you say just because you say it, because what you're asking us to do is wrong in our heart. It does not meet with my spirit. It might be your law, but it don't meet with God's law. And God honored them, and he gave them children because they told that king no. What they did was this. They slick too. See, God give you, some of y'all slick. And so we got to learn how to be slick for Jesus instead of being slick against Jesus. Watch this. Watch this. Look what they did. They were called to be midwives. And so anytime a child was born, they supposed to kill him then. They would send, Shiphrah and Puah were the leaders of the midwives. So when a baby was born, when a Hebrew baby was born, they would send the midwives late. Don't go yet. Go about 12:30. That gave mama time to hide her baby. Y'all missed it. Because there's a way that God gonna protect his people. Then he put this, so then he realized that everybody found out about that little mess, so he got mad. He got a little madder. In verse number 22, he put out, just kill all of them. Kill all of them. But he messed around and couldn't kill the right one. The only one he couldn't kill was Moses. Because God had his hand on Moses to be the one to get God's people out of Egypt. Because who God got his hand on? God's will is going to be done. Lord have mercy. Y'all ain't hear what I said. God's will going to be done. You might have had to go through hell. His will going to be done in your life. You might have some scars. His will going to be done. You might got bumps and bruises. His will going to be done. You might lose some folk. His will going to be done. You might got to go through. His will going to be done. I promise you, his will is going to be done. But you got to grow through it. You got to grow through it. God let the children of Israel go through all this and grow through all this so they would know how to act when they came out. Y'all missed the whole text right there. I did all that talking to tell y'all this, that God let and allowed his children deal with ugly, evil, miserable people so they'll learn how to handle their freedom. That when I come out, I ain't going to do people like that. When I come out, I'm going to love everybody. When I come out, I'm going to be grateful. When I come out, I'm going to be loving. When I come out, I'm going to have power. I done seen too much. I done been through too much. I won't trade nothing for my journey now. Grow through it. Grow through it. Grow through it. I dare somebody. And stop telling God about how bad you got it. And start telling him how good he is. That thank you, Lord, for everything I've learned. Everything you're going through is a part of your testimony. I am a living testimony. Could have been dead and gone, but Lord, you let me live on. I am a living testimony, and I thank you, Lord. I'm still alive. Grow through it. Grow through it. Grow through it. Listen here. Listen to me. You don't learn if you got strength until you start carrying stuff heavy. You got to learn how to lift some spiritual weights and gain some muscle. You can't handle the wilderness until you learn how to deal with Negroes. You can't handle what God want to take you if you can't handle where you are right now. If you can't handle lies, you can't handle growth. Because the more he grow you, the more the devil gonna see you. Grow. 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 God ain't killing you. He's growing you. God ain't mad at you. He's growing you. Some intestinal fortitude. He's saying, can you be trusted with trouble? Because if you can be trusted with trouble, I can trust you with a treasure. But you got to learn how to pass the test and grow through it. Stop cursing where you are right now. Learn the lessons. Grow through it. Grow through it. Watch this, y'all. Can I help you? Can I help all of us? God, if God is who we say he is, I know he is who he say he is. But if God is who we say he is, then he already saw it before it happened to us. And if he allowed it, I've got to trust what Paul says in Romans. All things. Lord have mercy. Not just the good things. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. Keep praying. Keep producing. Keep loving. Keep sowing. Give when you ain't got it. Love when your heart is broken. Go when you don't feel like it. Pray when you don't know what words to say. Just keep growing. Keep growing. They did it to Jesus. They tried to stop his growth. From the time he's in the temple, Bible says he grew in favor with God and man. And because Jesus had favor with people and Jesus fooled with other people, opposition came because they tried to stop the growth of the ministry. So if we can kill Jesus, we'll stop the growth. We're trying to stop the growth because the enemy see more in you than you see in yourself. I know, y'all, that you don't even bother nobody. You live your life every day not to bother anybody. And let me be perfectly honest with all of us. The fact that you don't bother anybody bothers somebody. Did y'all hear what God just told you? The fact that you don't bother anybody, that bothers somebody. What's that secret? It can't nobody be that good. Can't nobody be that loving. Can't nobody that love God all the time. Can't nobody smile like that all the time. Gotta be something to him. Let me send some trouble. Let me send some issues. Let me try to prick him. Let me try to come at him. Let me say something to his family. Let me do something with his money. He can't be all that. But when you learn how to take it and grow from it, and learn how to grow through it, because God didn't have to tell you the problem that your individual had, but that God didn't tell them, I'm going to send this on your way out. But I'm going to use this to bring you out.
We hope Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West Jones Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patron meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again.
Just have it.